Hear the soul scrambling. Crazy world. As I am running with this new insight that the culprit of misery and self-destructive behavior is the soul's doing, I am starting to see some aspects I didn't see yesterday. I said it yesterday, that the words that urge you on resulting in some damage. Often resulting big damage is the shoulds. It feels like someone inside is guiding you. Guiding your actions. So if you don't have the distinction that all shoulds come from the soul, its dark side, you can spend your whole life being moved by these shoulds. But what I didn't see yesterday is this: the soul has no way to know what is in reality. The soul cannot use your eyes, so it cannot see. It cannot hear. So it is blind and deaf. It just wants to play its usual games. No matter what the circumstances. It is really like an infant. The way it seems, the way it sounds to me when I connect to it. And no one can expect an infant to care about anyone other than what infants care about. Do you think infants care about the parents who can't get decent sleep until the child is much older? No way. The infant doesn't care. So this infant entity will not care about your success, about your health, about your fulfillment. You have to. You have to be the captain of that ship, or the infant will direct it every step of the way. Now, I have said that the evil streak that is directing the soul is desire to receive for the self alone. The interesting aspect of this is that the soul, first and foremost, wants you not to have what you want to have. So it's telling you with its shoulds all the things that will make you not have what you want. Sinister. For example, if taking a winning step needs you to understand, needs you to look before you leap, then the soul will tell you that you are a slowpoke, and you should jump in and before you can blink it will be done. Or if something takes hundreds of repetition to get to mastery, where it has any value, the soul will tell you after doing it 3 times, that you are now done. You don't need to do it anymore. Or if making something instinctual, unconscious competence, is the only way what you learn has value, the soul will tell you that knowing about it is as good, and besides you are very smart. So you don't have to. If I teach you that the first step is to learn to recognize the sinister moves as 90% of the job, the soul will tell you to restrict now. And not worry about recognizing. Stupid Sophie will never know. Every single moment of every hour, the soul pressures you to do life in a way that makes you miserable. Until and unless you win at least 30% of the time, you won't even have a sense that you are a self. That you are you. Until then you are just hand puppet operated by the soul. This reality challenge has one assignment and one assignment only: see and observe the moves of the soul often enough and long enough so you can recognize it. If you are in the reality challenge but don't do the work, I will remove you. You know who you are. If you aren't in the challenge, just listen to the voice of the soul that says something like "I don't believe her," or "I don't need this," or "don't tell me what to do," or something like that. Or maybe it says "you don't know all my life. I don't have time for that." Like Bonnie. In my Friday podcast. When you are stupid, it is always the soul that you parrot. You may be brilliant. But you do stupid. Unfortunately, Forrest Gump says it best, "stupid is the stupid does." And although the soul talked and tried to force his way in Forrest Gump, luckily for a Gump, he didn't hear it. So he had a successful life. You? You won't. Okay, and for those of you who, for reasons of being run by the soul, haven't grasped that the most important invisible dynamic is the racket. Grasp that if you manage to master recognizing the racket, you will have done 70% of the work. The work to always see what is running you. For you, I'm going to have a special webinar, just on the racket. You can come and ask questions, and I'll endeavor to answer them. When? This coming Tuesday. February 7, 2023. Where? Online. What time? 2 p.m. EST. Schedule an hour or two. Have a working microphone. Learn just one move. But learn it well. P.S. The whole world is run by the dark side of the soul. And when you are you, not the hand puppet, it is pretty funny. If you want to laugh a lot, visit this site I just found today, by accident, https://babylonb.com/. P.P.S. Does the soul use other words as well? Yes. I have found that it can wreak havoc with the word, unless. Unless you hide, you'll be dead meat. Unless you are successful, you are worthless. Etc. I think the having to, wanting to, needing to, and should are also soul speak. A version of unless. Or else.